The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Jesus Christ, saved by his life. Sign of the Messiah. Mainstream Christian tradition holds that Jesus was crucified on Good Friday and resurrected on Easter Sunday. But if Jesus were in the tomb only from late Friday afternoon to sometime early Sunday morning, then the sign he gave that he was the prophesied Messiah was not fulfilled. The claim of his messiahship rests on the fulfillment of his words. When we allow the scriptures to interpret themselves, all four gospel accounts accurately harmonize and attest to the validity of Jesus' promise that he would be in the grave a full 3 days and three nights. Not just part of that time. Several Bible translations recognize that more than one Sabbath is discussed in these events. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, some Bible versions, including Green's literal translation, Farrar Fenton's translation, and others, properly translate a phrase occurring here as after the Sabbaths. Some stumble over Mark chapter 16, verse 9. Not taking into account that there is no punctuation indicated in the original Greek. Therefore, to be in harmony with the material presented in the other Gospels, a better translation of the verse would be, "Now having risen, comma, early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene." So it's not saying that Jesus rose early on Sunday morning, but that he appeared early on Sunday morning to Mary Magdalene, having already risen sometime earlier.
Thanks for listening to Sign of the Messiah in the booklet, Jesus Christ, Saved by His Life. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.